I'm excited. We're kind of wrapping up our series on the lifestyle of a radical. We talked about what a radical was, and when we choose to become radically in love with Jesus and live that faith out, that our faith will come under fire and under test through delays, through difficulties, through various ways we discussed and we looked at the Word on how we're messengers of the gospel. But we have to make sure that our bags are filled with what God would give us to share. Then last week I said, you know what? Radical believers are investors. They're givers. They give out. They don't withhold. Time, talent, and tithe. Three T's. Time, talent, tithe. Today I'm going to share about radical believers need to understand it's more important to have revelation than just information. Brother Scott, I looked at my wife, I said, he's preaching my message. And I didn't even tell him. He calls and asks to pray for during the week. I'm like, I didn't even tell him what we're talking about today, about grabbing the Word and doing what the Word says and getting an understanding of it. So we're going to jump into that in a second. We got a comedy night coming. It's fun to laugh. It's okay to laugh. It's clean comedy. We had a great time last year. We're having a great time this year when he comes in, March 14th, 6:30 p.m. $15 a person, not a lot of money. That includes food. Includes pizza bar and a nacho bar and everything else that goes along with that. We also have family night coming this week, Wednesday. Great time to gather, all ages together to have fun, love Jesus, and just have a great time together. And then next week, between both services, I'm going to give away $1,000. I'm not kidding. Oh, y'all listening now. Whoa. I mentioned money last week, and y'all freaked out. I mean, got all tight, like, ooh. This week, I'm like, I'm going to give away $1,000. You're like, whoa, pastor, what's up? Best friend? Where you been all my life? Between both services, I'm going to give some money away. That's all I'm going to say about it. Be here next week. Be here next week. So, information or revelation? My choice is revelation over information. Information is needed. Information will educate us. Information is needed for growth in certain areas of life and through our five senses and through reading and through studying. But the problem is, if we're going to be radical believers of Jesus Christ, we can't live a full spiritual life on just the information we know about God and spiritual things. We need to be able to live off the revelation of what God is saying about the information that you're studying in the Word. There's a big difference. I could tell you about Jesus and how God loves you, and you could just be like, oh, yeah, pastor, yeah, yeah. I could tell you about my experience of how I sense and have been comforted by the love of God, and you could be like, oh, yeah, yeah, and you can get all the information I'm telling you. But until you experience it yourself, you'll never have the full revelation of the love of God, the agape, unconditional love that He has for you. And so we have to take time to press in to have revelation knowledge. Turning the information that we're studying, the information that we're reading, and allowing the Spirit of God to turn into revelation, to understanding. And so I want to read to you a couple passages today. You can stay seated. You guys have been standing. No, you can stand for the Word of God. It's the Word of God. It's the holy Word of God. It's the weapon of our warfare, another weapon. Proverbs chapter 2, titled The Value of Wisdom. See, it says this, and I love this passage because it has 8 commands of ifs. Now, if you have a child, you use the word if quite a bit. If you don't do this, this is going to happen. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. If. Powerful word. Listen to what the Word says. Chapter 2, verse 1. My son, let me add daughter. My sons and daughters. I'm not adding to the Word. I'm not being a heretic up here, but we'll just, sons will throw in the hole. God's speaking to His people. If, ready? You receive my words, if you hide them, well, I put if there, but hide my commandments within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for knowledge, and if you lift up your voice for understanding, verse 4, if you seek her, meaning wisdom and knowledge, as silver, because how many of us know, if I said there's $100 bills taped underneath these seats, you'd all be diving underneath these pews. You'd be like ravaging this place looking for them $100 bills, searching. If I said there's a chunk of gold in the Sunday school room, some of you would leave right now and run and run and run and run, knocking little kids over. Boom, dirty little thing out of my way. Gold back here. He says, if you seek her as silver, because let's be honest, humanity, man, money, we search, we want it. So he uses something that we can connect to. If you take that same passion, that same desire, that same craving, that same hunger as you would for silver or gold, he says, I lost my spot here, and search for her as hidden treasures. Ready? Verse 5, then you, see, if you do this, then this happens. You will understand the fear of the Lord. You'll understand reverence. You'll understand respect. You'll understand honor of God. You'll find, ready, the knowledge of God. Come on. You'll find knowledge of God. It's revelation knowledge. For the Lord gives then not only knowledge, but he gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield for those who walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of justice and perseveres and preserves the way of his saints. Let me just read one more quick passage and you can be seated. Ephesians chapter 1. This is Paul. He's praying this. He's praying this for the people. He says, so that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of glory may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of who? Him. Revelation and wisdom and knowledge, not about denominationalism, not about the translation of your Bible, not about the church you go to, not about the pastor that feeds you. What about the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding of Him, God Almighty, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit? He says that the eyes of your understanding would be what? Enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of His glory, of His inheritance among the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of the power toward us who believe according to the working of His holy power, or His mighty power. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the plan you have already set into motion today. None of me, all of you, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So, we hear it all the time, revelation knowledge, revelation knowledge. I used to hear my mom and dad talk about it all the time. I didn't really ever understand it too much when I was younger, but then I had to decide that one day I'm going to figure out what it is. Because mommy and daddy can tell me about it, until they're blue in the face. But it wasn't until I experienced it myself. It's a whole other ballgame. See, when I talk about revelation, the word broken down means to reveal. It's something is revealed. It's an uncovering. It's a removal of a veil, and there's a disclosure of divine information, of divine things from the heavenlies that are given to you and I. That's what it means to have revelation knowledge, to have something from the Holy's revealed. There's a pulling back, and there's something divinely imparted into us. We're being taught something, not from any teacher, but from the teacher. You understand that? Do you know, let me get this full statement out before y'all freak on me. Just because you read your word doesn't mean you have revelation knowledge of what the word says. I used to read the word all the time, and it was just black and white letters on a page. It wasn't until the Holy Spirit, while studying and reading, began to give me, pull back the veil, open up the eyes of my understanding, pull off the blinders, unplug the ears, and began to reveal the deep truths and the understanding of what that meant. Until that happened, it was words on a page that were very important, but I didn't have the full depth of the meaning of what those words were. And it was given to me not by me or anybody else, but by God and the Holy Spirit. That's where it becomes revelation knowledge, because it's the divinity, the divineness, or the divinity of God, the move of the Holy Spirit that reveals those truths to us that are needed. Again, it's like I could tell you everything about Jesus and all various things, but until you experience it, until God shows you, a lot of times it's nothing more than just plain words being spoken or read. And see, God says there's nothing wrong with information. We live in an information-driven society, don't we? I mean, let's be honest. I pick up my phone. I check my outlets, ESPN, the rock music one, you know, my verse of the day. I check all my certain apps. You know, I get everything from all different outlets. I get all the information, you know. But that's great. But I can't just live on information. I need to live on revelation, the revelation of God for my life. Without it, I'm nothing. I'm nobody. I'm not going to make it. Well, I'll have good times. Trust me, I'll have good times. I'll have ups and downs, but it won't be the same. I'll never be where I need to be, never be where God wants me to be. So I need revelation, not just information. Information is good. We need it. We need to be educated. We need to understand what's happening around us. But when it comes to the Word of God, we need revelation. See, and even like when you hear a preacher preach, you should go back during the week and go through the Scriptures and go through the Word and see what the Word's then speaking as well to you. Don't take everything at face value, what the preacher's saying. See what the Word is saying. And understand this. What I read to you today, in this house right here today, it spoke something different to multitudes of people. Same verse, same God, same Holy Spirit, but it was revealed to you in a different way because of where you're at. And that's okay. Because someone got something out of it different than someone else, that's okay. As long as something was revealed to you by the divine power of the Holy Spirit, that's what we want. And if it's not the same thing that you got, don't look at someone and say, well, you're wrong, brother. You are wrong because God told me it's this way. No, no, no. Get thee behind me. I hear that in the church all the time. Do you ever hear that? You get excited to share what God's saying. And you go through the whole spiel and the person says, that ain't of God. God didn't tell me that. No, God didn't tell you that because maybe you're not there. Maybe you're not in that circumstance or situation. Or maybe you're in the valley and that person's on the peak. Or you're on the peak and that person's on the valley. It doesn't mean that it's not God. It just means that it's not been revealed to you in that dimension. And that's okay. Now, if it's against the Word of God, then that's a whole other ballgame. So if God's speaking a word to you, don't let someone steal the word God spoke to you and tell you, that ain't God. Do you know how many people used to tell me that ain't God? A lot. I'd just be like, yeah, whatever. I don't have time for that. Because I want all you have, God, for me. I want all you have. I want you to download it onto my, what's that called, a terabyte? What is that thing called? A big one. Terabyte? Is that right? Yeah. I gotta go to my tech people. I want it all to be loaded on my, I want a terabyte worth of information. Not them little, like, you know, the 8 gig thing. That's just too small for what God has for me. I have a couple terabyte things to download on. You know what I'm saying? Right? We need to. We need to have that. I don't want the information. I want the revelation. And so as radical believers, we live on the revelation. We gain information, we read, we study, but in the midst of our reading and studying of the Word and praying and fasting and doing all the disciplines needed, it's in those times that God begins to reveal, to pull back the veil and speak the deep truths of what the Word's saying, and what the Word means. And when we get that, oh man, life's different. Can I be honest with you? I didn't realize how much a mess I was before Jesus. I'm serious. I thought I had it all together. I thought I knew everything. I knew I looked good, at least. But I'm telling, I mean, I had the flowing mullet working. I had it all happening. I mean, I thought I was like, well, you look good, Tom. But I was a mess. Why? Because I was living on information and not revelation. And when God began to reveal things to me and I began to receive, God can reveal it. Are you going to receive it? It wasn't until I received the revelation, but then once I received it, because here's what God does. I read in the scripture. He gives you revelation, right? Revelation is that insight, that understanding, that unveiling of whatever information or whatever he wants to give you and I. But he doesn't just leave you with a bunch of information. He doesn't reveal those things to you without giving you then wisdom and understanding. Because I can have all this stuff, right, and not know what to do with it. See, I can be filled with the Holy Spirit and have the gifts of the Spirit, but not know what to do with them. Like, I got this bag of gifts to pray with people, to teach, to do the... What do I do with it, God? Because what happens is when you get the revelation out, along comes wisdom and understanding, because wisdom gives you the steps, gives you the directives, gives you the ability to use the knowledge that is given. It provides us the application of the knowledge of the scriptures. Because listen, don't we want to apply the word? I want to apply it. Like I told you, I had issues. There was a song recently, younger people, remember that song, Issues? I got issues. You ever hear the song on the radio? Right? And some people are like, yeah, I know that song. It's so true. We all do. But because I have revelation knowledge and wisdom and understanding, I can apply what God is revealing to me and use it and walk in the directives and the application of it into my life. As I gain more understanding, and all of a sudden, I begin to bloom like a beautiful flower. And I begin to walk in freedom and walk in liberty and walk on the path that God has set before me. And when I walk in the path that God set before me, oh, because I'm radical, my faith will be tested. And oh, because I'm radical, I need to be a releaser. I need to gather and release. Because I'm a radical, I need to invest on this pathway of my time, talent, and my money. I need all these things. But what the greatest part about it is, as God's revealing, giving me revelation of his word, of what it means and what it stands for and how to use it, when I'm on this path, it's much different. I've been on the path both ways. And so God's saying, listen, information's great, but let me help you begin to download some revelation. Life will be different. Well, how do we get it, Pastor? How do we get revelation? This is going through the message this week. There was really three ways: directly from God, via the Holy Spirit, and through the Word of God via the Holy Spirit. See, when you read in the Bible, even if you go back to the Old Testament, Samuel, you know, God wanted to reveal some things to Samuel. So what did he do? He showed up at night and called for him. Samuel! He's like, what the heck is that? And finally, he came to the realization that it was God. And he had a conversation with God face to face. God began to reveal some things in Samuel's life face to face. Moses, Abraham, face to face. You and I can have revelation deposited into us with an encounter with God face to face. Jesus, an encounter with Jesus directly. The Apostle Paul, man, he had a crazy experience on the road to Damascus. Face to face. How about Isaiah? Isaiah is there, and all of a sudden Isaiah says, I see the Lord seated high above the throne, and his angels are all around, and they're crying, holy, holy, holy. And he has this direct encounter with God. And then all of a sudden he realizes that he's in the presence of the great I Am. And then all of a sudden, he does what probably most of us should do and would do. He freaked out. Oh my gosh. I'm unrighteous. I'm dirty. I'm a sinner. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And he's in the presence of God, and God touches his lips with the coal. And then he has a dialogue. Man, who's going to be my messenger? Who's going to be my voice out there in the world? Well, through this divine encounter with God, he's like, I'll go. I'm here now, I'll go. You're revealing things to me. When you touch me, you made me, I'll go. So we have the ability to receive a revelation word or understanding of what God's saying through a direct encounter with God himself, with Christ, with the Holy Spirit. See, because that's the second part, is we have the ability through the Holy Spirit. Do you remember, if you read your word, do you remember before Jesus died what he said? He said this. He goes, hey. He goes, I have to go. It's just part of the plan. And I know in your humanity, he didn't say this, but I can imagine what he was thinking. In your humanity, you're not going to understand what I'm about to say, but listen, I got to go. It's part of the whole plan. But don't fear and don't worry. He says, I'm going to send, the Father's going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, right? So they were talking about the Holy Spirit. You know, he's a comforter. He'll give you strength. And so everyone's heard about this Holy Spirit, right? About what was happening, what was going on. Then Jesus dies. Then they're told to go to the upper room and to wait for this thing to happen. So those who chose to listen went to the upper room. And while in the upper room, all of a sudden, the earth began to shake and the skies open up and fire descends upon the upper room and they're all baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, let's just take 1 second and think about this. They're talking about prior to it what the Holy Spirit is, right? I'd be willing to bet some of them didn't really fully understand. Because only 120 showed up and many more were invited. But I'd be willing to bet a lot didn't understand, right? What they were talking about, who he was, what was going to happen, what he's all about. Would you all agree with me on that one? Not everybody understood. But now let's go to after the fall of the Spirit on that upper room. A little different, isn't it? Why? Because prior to it, they talked about it. They were told what was going to happen. But then all of a sudden, they had the ability to be in the presence. And the revealer revealed himself in fullness to those people. Because do you remember the first message that was preached? It was with Peter, right? Didn't Peter get up? And it's not the same message he preached before Jesus died, was it? Much, much different message. Why? Because there was a revelation of who Jesus truly was, how he came from the Father, and the love of the Father, and the reason. And he was so on fire because he had this encounter in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit fell upon him, and there was revelation deposited within him, and he walked out a different person. He's like, listen, you all screwed up. Because who Jesus, who we've been saying he is, oh, he really is that, and he's a bunch more. No one could have told him. They were trying to tell him that all the time. Right? They were trying to read the, they were telling him prior to the, but it was in the upper room that when they were filled with the Spirit, they had the encounter, revelation became birthed within them of a greater understanding of what was happening with the church and with who he is and what God wanted to do. And that's the same for you and I. We too can be filled with the Holy Spirit. We too can have revelation by an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But here's the deal. Just like those in the upper room, we got to go. Can I tell you something? I'm gonna anyways. Remember, I got the mic on, please. When we have an altar call, it's just not so our elders and our prayer team can come pray with you just because it's something they want to do. We have an altar call and offer prayer every week that you can have a divine encounter with God. That's the only reason. That you can have a divine encounter with God Almighty. That in that divine encounter, you would be touched. You would be changed. You would be healed. You'd be set free. You would have revelation deposited within you of what the Father is saying to you. And so just like the upper room, some chose to go, some chose to stay back. Those who chose to go, oh God, their life was different. Oh man, it was unbelievable. And so I encourage you, anytime there's an altar call, and you know that you need prayer, lunch will wait. Whatever's happening later on in the day will wait. Because the most important thing at that point in time is you and Jesus. Nothing else. You and Jesus. That is the most important thing. You and Jesus. Because right there could be your upper room experience. Right there the Holy Spirit can touch you. Right there God can have an encounter with you face to face. I had an encounter with God in college. It blew my mind. I cried like a baby for hours. I'm telling you, it changed me forever. I heard about it. I went to a Christian university. I heard God this and God that and God this and God that and Holy Spirit this and blah, 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 blah. Heard it all. And I understood some of it, but it wasn't until my encounter in a chapel service all by myself with my friends going, I didn't know he cried. Because God began to reveal things and heal and bring wholeness and strength and wisdom and understanding. If we seek him as silver, if we tend our ear, if we look with our eye, then revelation knowledge comes, then wisdom comes, then understanding comes. And so it's direct encounter with God, direct encounter with the Holy Spirit. And then the third thing is this, is God will reveal to us through his word. But it's just not the word, because the word is black and white. It's just words on a page. What makes the Bible different is that Timothy said that it was inspired by God. There's a difference. There's a difference. An author writing a child's book is one thing. They're inspired to write a kid's book about some dinosaur that's purple and dances and sings and claps and does backflips. That's awesome. That's awesome. But there's a difference between that book and the good book. Because the words in the page were inspired by God Almighty in the throne room of heaven, given to man to write and to share, and has been given down from generation to generation. And then what happens is this. Because the words are inspired from God, when you read it and you allow the Holy Spirit to move while reading it, quality is better than quantity. 15 pages a day, you'll read the Bible in 6 months, roughly, give or take a couple days. Now that sounds great to say, hey, Pastor, I read the Bible in 6 months. Awesome, what'd you learn? I read the Bible in 6 months. That's awesome, brother. I read the sports page in 2 minutes. Different ball game. So my suggestion is read a chapter. Read 5 verses. Spend time on it. Chew on it. Why? Because you don't want to just know the words. You want to know the revelation, the unveiling, the deep meaning, the deep spiritual truths behind the words and why they were written. You want the revelation of it, so when God continues to deposit the understanding and wisdom, you can then apply it to your life and live it out. It's divinely given to God. So the Bible is more than just something we... Don't read the Bible. That's weird for a pastor to say. Don't read the Bible just because it's something you should do. Did he just say that? Yeah, I said it. Read the Bible because you love God and you want to know what he's saying and what he's telling you to do. Because if you're just reading it out of duty, you're getting nothing out of it. You're just stamping, you're just putting another star sticker on your chart for the reading of the day. Bam. Means nothing. Quality over quantity. And the quality part, revelation is given. So God can reveal to us through direct encounters with Him, through direct encounters with the Son, through direct encounters with the Holy Spirit, and also through the Word of God. See, because the Word says that when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you in all truth, and He will tell you what He has heard. That's in John 16:13. So God's going to reveal to you, the Spirit of truth is going to reveal to you the revelation of the meaning of the Word that God wants to share with you. You understand that? We moving forward so far? Great. Here's what I want to give you, and we're going to close. Dave, the worship team, you all come up. Here's what I want to give. Remember, radicals live on revelation, not information. Radical believers live on the revelation of God's Word, not the information of God's Word. Do you know that we need to start teaching our kids these things? Dave and I, Pastor Dave, we've had conversations about teaching our kids how to pray in the Spirit in the Sunday school rooms. What does it mean to raise your hands during worship? Not just dancing and, you know, but what does it mean to, we raise them up young. Let's start raising this young army up. Let's not wait till they're 17, 18 and start to think about raising them up from then. Because the problem is from about 6th grade to 12th grade, they're being molded by the culture. They're being molded by what's happening on the outside. And so let's get a part of that, but let's help mold them with what's happening with the revealed Word of God in their lives. But understand this. If we ourselves are not living it, Do not look at that young child and demand and expect them to. I can't look at my kids and give the dad speech. What is wrong with you? Are you crazy? What are you thinking? And then go through whatever it is and talk about God. If they can't stand there and look at me and say, I understand, Dad, because I watch you and Mom do that. Because they'll look at me and say, and I say, where'd you learn that? From you. Do you see what I'm saying? So let me leave you with this, because I believe that this is powerful. Pastor Bill Johnson, some of you may know him, very well-known pastor. He gave a list of practical suggestions on how to grow in the revelation of God. Get your pen out real quick. I'm going to give you 5 of them. The first one, if you want to grow practically in the revelation of God, become childlike. Simplicity and humility of the heart helps qualify a person to hear from God. Simplicity and humility of the heart qualifies a person to hear from God. Number 2, learn the biblical art of meditation. Now, don't freak out when I said the word meditation. The biblical art of meditation. See, because biblical meditation is a diligent search and of placing our minds and our thoughts on the Word of God, and it quiets our heart and it directs our minds to continually mull over the Word over and over and over to get it into our minds so it settles deep within our hearts. We need to learn the biblical art of meditating on the Word of God with a childlike spirit, as well as live by faith. Living by faith is so important, not by sight. Living by faith is, you know, will make us more ready. Will make us more ready. Number 4, acquire an understanding heart. We have to become more understanding in our lives. More understanding of what God's saying, more understanding of the Word, more understanding of even people around us. We need to have that understanding heart. Number 5 is give away what you've already received. Never underestimate what a hungry person can pull from you while you live your life, while you minister, while you speak the revealed Word of God. And being in a place of continual giving is a sure way of receiving. Give, and it shall be given. Give, and it shall be given. Become childlike. Learn the biblical art of meditation. Live by faith. Have an understanding heart. Realize that I'm going to give away what I've already received. I'm not going to hold on to it. It's not mine anyways. And then the last thing is this. Become a friend of God. Don't look at God as some big, mean deity up in the sky, ripping down thunderbolts on you, you know, when you mess up, looking for you to fall and stumble so he can come down and laugh at you and be like, ha, I told you. No, he's a loving God. He's a caring God. He's by far the opposite of what many people portray him to be. Understand, though, when you walk outside of the covenant and you walk outside of the relationship, that's a whole other ballgame. That's a whole other message. But in covenant relationship, in covenant, I wrote down here, I didn't even get to it, was covenant is, I don't know if I find it here, where? Covenant is that relationship that is between, an agreement between two individuals, between God and us. It's binding. It's, when we walk in that, things happen. So when you leave here today, I'm going to pray for you in a second. Understand this. It's revelation knowledge that's needed. Information is great. Let's turn that information into revelation by allowing the Spirit of God to speak to us rather in with an encounter with God, with an encounter of the Holy Spirit, while reading the Word, by letting the Holy Spirit speak to us and bring the pages of those words to life. And understand that, let's become childlike again. Let's become childlike again. Sometimes we just get so, I do too, I get so staunch. We get so like uppity, like, I can't laugh in church. Mm-mm. No way. So ungodly. No, it's not. No, it's not. Laughter's good for the soul. Laughter can bring healing. Y'all remember Rodney Howard Brown? God put a mantle upon his life and a couple other people. They'd pray for people, they'd begin to laugh. And through their laughter for an hour, 2 hours, days, or whatever, they were completely healed and restored. Laughter's good for the soul. Let's become childlike. Let's become childlike. Give it away. Give it all away. Have an understanding heart. These will help us. Let's stand to our feet. If anyone's here from our prayer team, come on down front real quick. Come on down front real quick. Come on. Come on, Shannon, Katie, come down here. I want you to pray with people. Katie, come on down here tonight. Spread out across the front here. Slide down some. If you guys can just move down so these guys can jump in here. See these people right here? They're here for a reason. They're here to intercede with you, to pray for you, to believe for the miracle you're believing for. They have the faith to do that, without a shadow of a doubt. They have the faith to do that. And so we're going to open this altar up. I'm going to pray over you. But if you need prayer for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, if you need prayer for greater revelation, if you need prayer for understanding, if you need prayer for healing and restoration, if you need prayer for breakthrough, if you need prayer for salvation, you never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you need prayer for that or anything else under the sun, today is your day, because we will pray and intercede with you and believe that the God who created the universe can do a work in you. Amen. Father, thank you for everyone here today. I declare a blessing upon their lives in Jesus' name. Father, healing, I declare that your hand of provision will be upon them. Traveling mercies this day, God, and I declare the Holy Spirit to protect the seeds that have been planted this day, that the devourer cannot come and try to steal the seed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Blessings in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So we're going to open up the altar for prayer. Begin to make your way down. We would love to pray with you. If you need to be dismissed, God bless you. Thank you for being here. Looking forward to meeting again next week. The website has great things happening. New small groups happening, starting up soon. Family night Wednesday, comedian tickets at the Welcome Center, as well as you might be able to get some of that money we're giving away next week. For a reason. I'm not kidding about that. Show up. I got 10 crisp $100 bills. For a reason. You'll see. So God bless you. We're going to begin to minister and pray. Have a safe week. God bless. Go ahead.